that Jesus is here, and may he be at your home. May he be with you wherever you go. Christ in you is your hope of glory. As we look and see next month, as we come to Thanksgiving, there is something that I'm going to be thankful for this coming Thanksgiving, because I'm already thankful. And it is something that hasn't touched me this deep before. And that is, thank God for the Bible that most of you have. How many are carrying a Bible today? I see many of you. And I thank the Lord for the New Testament, because the New Testament wasn't always a part of believers' moment. The New Testament, when Jesus went back to the Father, wasn't even any way in the moment. And it was in the early moments of the New Testament period, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts was pretty much the beginning that was there, that was understood to be very much God's word. But hallelujah, you in this hour have the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. But I thank God for the New Testament so much. It means so much to me. I thank God for every bit of it. But it's something that God gave because we need the Bible. We need the New Testament. And if there wasn't a New Testament, I don't even know if I would have come to know Jesus. It was through his word that I was brought to know him. I thank God for the New Testament. I praise God for the New Testament. I thank God for the old, but the new brings me to the life of Jesus and the life of the New Testament church. I look and I see, when I've got a problem, I go to the New Testament more than anywhere else. And I say, God, speak, because I need to hear what you have to say that fits my moment. And it's the New Testament that helps me to get clean. It's the New Testament that helps me to repent. It's the New Testament that helps me get delivered. It's the New Testament that helps me get right and say, cleanse me, God, from all unrighteousness. Thank God for the New Testament. And I want to take you to the smallest book in the New Testament. Just before Revelation, there's a little book that is entitled Jude. One chapter, and only one chapter. But I thank God for it. And it says here, as we look at the moment that's close to the beginning, dearly loved friends, I have been planning to write you some thoughts about the salvation God has given us. But now I find I must write of something else instead. And as we look at that passage, I am thankful that there's times when God changes the message for a believer who's preaching. And as I came to this moment, I thought I had it all together, what I was going to share with you. But as I read that, I began to realize God can reshape the message of a preacher. God can reshape the message in your moment. God can reshape. It doesn't mean what you had was wrong, but God knows what is needed in this moment. May God help us to know that God can reshape when we're doing what's right, when we are having that which is a precious moment, and we think, I got it all together. I got my notes and they're all in order. And all of a sudden, God says, I understand, but I got something else I want to come across. God's able to change a message. God's able to bring us into a place where that we realize God is the one in control, not me, not you. It's He, and He can reshape you when you're right. It's real easy to understand He'll reshape me when I'm wrong. And I've always had that knowledge. It's always affected my life. But God is saying, you're right, George, but I want to reshape you. You're right, George, but I want to reshape you when you're right. Hallelujah. And I want to take you to Matthew, looking at chapter 7. And I trust the Lord will minister through this passage where Jesus is saying here, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, saying the right thing, Lord, Lord, hallelujah, not everyone shall enter into the kingdom of heaven that says, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And the next verse, I wish I had seen it when I was 20, when I was young. I wish it was in my mind early, not just waiting for now. And it says here, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And what does God say? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You can be unsaved and go to Bible school. You can be unsaved and get to know the scriptures. You can be unsaved and have yourself doing what's right. And you can go to church and somebody can get healed. You can go to church and somebody can get delivered. You can go to church and say, oh, I got a testimony. But you better have your heart right with God, because God will honor His name, and He'll honor those who are wanting God to move. And if you're in basketball, you're going to do pretty good. If you're in the things of work, you're going to do pretty good. And if you get into the church, you're going to do pretty good. Because if you don't, nobody's going to pay attention to you. But just because you're doing pretty good, it's not all of the picture. God, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And if I've got a testimony without this scripture, The Lord's been using me. I've been blessed of the Lord. I've been able to see people healed. I've been able to see people delivered. I've been able to see people get born again. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to tell you, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. George Bogle, get clean when you're dirty. 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 I wish I had heard this when I was young in ministry, because I just stopped and said, how's things going? Oh, hallelujah. We're doing good. Hallelujah. We bought a farm. We got young people that are serving the Lord. We're in the city of Detroit, and God is using us. And we're on television. We're on radio. That's fine, but that doesn't mean you are right. You got to get right when the things are right. You still got to get right. I wish I had heard this years ago, because I just thought if I'm bearing fruit, I gotta be okay. And normally it can be, but you can be wrong and still be successful in ministry. And there are those that are wrong in this hour, and I've seen people that were precious, and they were wrong and didn't know it. The trouble when you're winning, when you're wrong, you don't know it. Not when you're winning. Oh, I know it when I'm losing. I get close to the Lord when I'm losing. I am able to be blessed when I'm losing. But when I'm winning, hallelujah. But I want to know, it's not just what God's word is doing and what the anointing of the Holy Spirit is doing, but cleanse me, God, from what is wrong in my life. Cleanse me from all that is the problems that I got to get away from. Oh, God, I pray. May God minister to all of us. May God help all of us, I pray. But as I turn to you, I'm asking God to give something for all of us. And as it is in Ezekiel chapter 36, and I will give you a new heart. Hallelujah. I will give you new and right desires. I will give you a new heart. I will give you new and right desires. Understand that after you might be doing pretty good, you still need more from the Lord. God, give me right desires. And God, I ask, and a new spirit within you. I will make your stony hearts of sin. I will give you hearts of love, and I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you. I need more of God's spirit. I will put my spirit within you so that you will obey my laws and do whatever I command. Oh God, put your spirit in me and let me see if I'm missing the mark. I need more of your spirit. I need more of your spirit. I need more of your spirit. But what is the answer? It is that God is able to be the one, not you. So often we think it's us, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Get more of the Holy Spirit in your life. And it's so easy to have so many interests in life that you don't have it balanced as it ought to be. But may God help us. And looking in Jeremiah chapter 29, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." With all your heart. It's so easy to have part of your heart. I got other interests. I want to do good in business. I want to do good in investments. I want to do good in things around about. But you better realize that if you want God's best, give him all your heart. Give him all your heart. Begin your day with a word of prayer. Go through the day coming back. In the day praying, "God, help me to be able to go on in a new day." Give him all your heart. I pray that we could give God all of our heart. And then there's a passage that gives us the things that bring blessing into the life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, looking at verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name," hallelujah, I'm so thankful I'm a Christian. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall do what?" Number one, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. "Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Why do I love this passage? It tells me how to win. It tells me what to do to be victorious. It shows me what is there. And I'm doing quite a bit of it. But what is there that I could do even better still? Seek his face. Oh, I need to seek his face. I need to look at him. I gotta know he's that close where I can see his face. He's that close. It's not just that I got some education. It's not just that I've come this far. But oh God, I see your face. You're that close. You're that close. Not just, well, I'm getting into prayer and I'm getting into the word. No, I'm getting closer to the Almighty. I'm getting closer to the Almighty. I need to get closer to the Almighty. Oh God, I want to get so close to you that I can see your face. And I find that that's a real challenge, because without God helping me, I don't even understand that I can seek his face. He's up in heaven, and I'll be there, but I don't want to hurry. But oh God, help me in this hour to know that I'm down here and you'll help me and your word will be coming my way and I'll try to be pleasing unto thee. No, I want to see you, Almighty Father. I want to see you. I want to understand that you stand at the door and knock. And if anyone will open your heart, he will come in and you'll see him. He will sup with you. I want to see him. 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 I don't just want to know about him. I want to see you, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus said to those on earth, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you get close enough to Jesus, you'll look and the Father's there too. Hallelujah! Get close to Jesus. You'll find that the Father is a part of your moment as well. May God help all of us. Thank you, Jesus. And looking in a passage here in Matthew chapter 22, and it tells us here, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second most important is similar. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. I haven't got there yet. I'm still going to have to work on that. I can love God, oh hallelujah, but my neighbor, he's okay, but to love him as much as I love me, you must be crazy. I can't love my neighbor as much as myself. Well, I'm told to help me to pray for my neighbor. 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 I don't have to give him my paycheck, but I need to know. I got to be concerned about my neighbor. And lo and behold, I pray all the time, but I'm going to change today. I'm going to start praying for my neighbors. I'm going to start praying for my neighbors. I'm going to start praying for my neighbors. Because here Jesus is saying, if you will love the Lord with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself, you will fulfill all that God wants. You'll do all the rest. It'll be easy to do the rest if you do these two things. Oh, what a powerful passage. All the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets, when from these two laws are fulfilled, if thou obey them, hallelujah. So keep, hallelujah, early, and you will find that you are obeying all the others. That's a powerful passage. If I'll do two things, I'll do everything. If I'll do two things, the scripture says I'll do everything. If I'll do two things that God is asking, I will do what? I'll do everything. Oh, hallelujah. I found a way to do everything. Love God with all my heart. Love my neighbor as myself. And all of a sudden, all the things that are challenging fit into place. God is moving by His Spirit. When we do what He says, He'll bring it to pass. May God minister to all of us, I pray. And then looking at Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. For God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey Him. Helping you to want to obey Him. Oh, help me, God, to want to obey you. I don't have to depend on just myself, but God is able to help me to want to obey him. God, help me to want to obey you. Dear God, I pray in everything may I be blessed. And then helping you to do what he wants. Helping you to do what he wants. I used to pretty well think it was all stuck on me. But I got a father. I got a father. You got a father. And your father will help you to do what he wants. If you will do what he is asking, he will help you to do what he wants. God, help me to do what you want. I can't do it easy, but with your help, you're a present help in my moment. Take me further than where I am. And then a passage I love in James chapter 1, verse 21. So get rid of all that is within you, your life, both inside and outside, that is wrong. Hallelujah. Get rid of all that is wrong in your life, both inside and outside. And I thank the Lord that it's first spiritual, but then it's practical. And I just thank the Lord that Jesus, our Savior and Lord, when he was with the disciples, he looked and saw, you're doing pretty well, you're clean, but your feet are dirty, and it's not a spiritual thing, but I want to help you in the practical. God wants to help you in the practical as well as the spiritual. May God help us in the practical and also the spiritual. Dear God, help us, I pray. Bring us on into all that is the blessing of the Lord that is able to do more than what has already been. May God take us further is my prayer today. May God be the one that is helping us. Dear God, I pray. And then looking in another passage in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. Do you want more and more of God's kindness and peace? Then learn to know him better and better. For as you know him better, he will give you, hallelujah, he will give you thoughts through his great power, everything else you need to become a truly good life. For even shares of his own glory and his own goodness he shares with us. And by the same mighty power, he has given us all, hallelujah, the other rich and wonderful blessings he promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the evil that is around us and to give us his own character. But to obtain these gifts, you need more than faith. you need also to work hard to give, to be good, and even then, this is not enough. For then you will learn to know God better and discover what He wants you to do. To know God better and discover what God wants you to do. May God help us to know Him better and discover what God wants us to do. And I'm asking you in this service to understand that I'm coming to you in this moment thankful that God's able to help us. And I need God's help. Pray for me. I want to be able to run and not be weary. I want to be able to serve the Lord and not fail in any way. I want to be able to have Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." But it's not easy. It takes a determination. I'm coming closer, Almighty God. With your help, I can. Stand with me in this service. Let the Lord minister to all of us, I pray. May God bring us to the place that our light so shines that others can see value in us that's not ours but His. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. But you in this hour, as I come to the close, we're living in the first time that we find that religion is so powerful when it's with God, but the devil's starting to use religion. And the devil is causing religion to be an instrument that is with the desire to kill. And we're living in a time that there's religious people that want to kill all of America. There's religious people that want to destroy all of America. There's religious people that believe if we destroy America, our belief in God is going to be very much blessed. I want to tell you, we need God to help us, because religion without Jesus in it can destroy. The thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And he says, "Move over. I'm coming into religion. Move over. I'm coming into religion. Move over. I'm coming into religion." And you're going to find the most dangerous moment is going to be with religion in the picture. We need more of Jesus.